Welcome to the Light at the End of the Funnel. This podcast is all about tangible solutions to common online marketing challenges. And it's also about the lighter side of entrepreneurship, the motivation, the innovation, the inspiration, and the growth mindset needed to build a business that stands the test of time and stands the test of the unexpected. I'm your host, Danielle Fitzpatrick Clark. And I want to thank you for spending your time with me today. So let's dig in.
Hey, everyone. Danielle Fitzpatrick Clark here, your host of Light at the End of the Funnel podcast. And thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you guys for spending your time with me and listening in. And for those of you that are watching, for watching the replays of the video. So today we're going to talk about something that happens to everyone who's on the entrepreneurial journey, whether they're building a coaching business or they're building an up and coming startup and taking over the world that way. So this is something that even the most successful people struggle with. What is that? Confidence. Yeah, you heard it. You are reading it. Confidence is something that many people don't have as they're moving forward in the unexpected or unknown. So especially when we're talking about innovation, right? And so as entrepreneurs and business owners, there's moments where you're stepping into that new situation or that new methodology or something that requires you to move forward even if you don't know the next steps. And we talk about this a lot, which is like, oh, entrepreneurs are the ones that, you know, jump off the cliff and build the airplane on the way down. And what they're saying is that we figure it out. But, you know, it can be very unsettling when we're in those moments. So for many people, they find that it makes them anxious. And for many, they find it makes them afraid or scared. For most people who are feeling that way, they can lose confidence and feel ungrounded, unstable, just not themselves. And here's what I've found all of these feelings to really be. We're not necessarily losing confidence in the situation as much as we're losing confidence in ourselves and our ability to move through whatever comes our way. And that's just part of being a human, is like, oh, if we don't have the steps, then how do we know we're going to make it? And then the question becomes, well, what are you trying to make it to? And where the reframe comes in is the knowing. And this just takes practice, guys. And knowing that no matter what comes your way, you're going to figure it out. And you have enough trust in yourself that you can. So here's where the unlayering process comes. The transformation comes into play. Is that when we feel that we have a lack of confidence or that we're feeling ungrounded, it's that we don't feel secure. And which means that we don't feel safe. And where the safety comes from is not in the outside influences, it's the inside. So another way of putting this is that we simply are not trusting ourselves. And the way out of this is actually not around, it's through. So we have to almost go back in time for a moment and remember the last time we felt not secure, right? It sounds very counterintuitive. But we need to dig into this. We need to be investigators. So whenever uncomfortable feelings come up, you know, they tend to, you know, come right up as if we're going to throw them up. We have to be investigators because we felt this way before. That's the great thing about being an adult, is that I'm like, oh yes, I have a whole plethora of these feelings, and I can probably backtrack when I felt something similar. We need to do those in situations like this, because we're just not trusting ourselves. So the way through it is to go back for a moment and remember the last time we felt something similar or this exact thing, and every time I've done this for myself, I found the same type of situation. I didn't feel safe. I didn't feel secure. And I blamed it on outside influences at first. I did. When really it was me not doing this one thing. And again, I'll go do it. Trusting myself. I wasn't trusting myself. And how that presented was I was wishy-washy. So I can pinpoint those moments when I wasn't trusting myself, and I can pinpoint them now very quickly. It's because I was taking wishy-washy actions and I was being very inconsistent with my decisions. So wishy-washy actions is the inconsistency in my decision. Well, I think I'm going to do that. Oh, no, I'm going to pull that back. No, I don't want to do that. Don't, that's too scary. I just dipped my toe in. No, don't like it. It's too cold. But that's all me not trusting myself. And this showed up as me not fully committing to what I really wanted. So when you want something, if you guys are resonating with what I'm saying, if you really want something, sometimes because you're scared, you get wishy-washy. You can get inconsistent. Not everybody. Sometimes it presents different for other people, but this is what I've noticed about myself. And I let a lot of those wishy-washy actions and feelings and inconsistencies dictate my choices. So those feelings will actually dictate my choices, and I will move forward and then I'll move back, move forward and then move back, move forward and then move back. And it wasn't the outside influences that were wrong. You know, it wasn't that other people coming in and saying things that was what was making my decision. It was my inner influence and its wavering that kept me scared, fearful, and not confident. So when my clients come to me with these feelings of uncertainty, unknowing, not feeling confident, we focus on something completely different than what they are feeling in that moment. So I'll hear them and I'm like, I understand. I can sympathize. And in some cases I can completely empathize because I've been there. So instead, we focus on the times that they do feel confident. And that can be, they feel confident during a day when they do this. It could be, in the past, I felt confident when I did this. We focus on those times where they did trust themselves and how that felt in those moments. We'll focus on those times that the outcomes they wanted matched how they felt about themselves. And we will identify those, the moments where they got the outcomes and how it felt and how they felt about themselves in those moments. And then we'll tap back into those feelings surrounding achievements. So to counterbalance the feelings of uncertainty, we'll step into certainty, right? And that's where people will struggle, especially when they're doing this themselves, especially when they don't have someone who can hold that space in those moments and ask them these really great questions. Well, when did you feel confident? So if you guys are in that moment, in this moment, if you guys are feeling not confident and you're feeling unsure of your next steps because it's leading you into something that's unknown, then here's a quick exercise. So here's your action steps. And this you can do, you know, anywhere. It doesn't matter. And if you are driving while listening to this, then I'll make an adjustment for you. Okay. So it's just a quick exercise. I want you to focus on a single object. If you're driving, focus on the car in front of you. So focus on that single object. And this is not for the people in the car, but if you are sitting at your desk, pick up that object, pick it up, touch it, and just really focus on it. And realize that in this moment, this object is real and in front of you. For you in the car in front of you that you're focusing on, it's real. It does stop, which means that you need to stop. and it's in this moment. So that's the workaround for you guys. But what that does is it brings you to that present moment. So what do I got here? Oh, I've got my ear cuddles. I've got the box. So I'm focusing on my ear cuddles and I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, I can feel this. I'm feeling this. It's nice and smooth. It has Boss on the cover. It's a light gray. I like it. Okay. It's here. I focused on it. That's all. That's to bring you into the present. So that's a quick exercise. And then, and not if you're driving, you guys can do this when you get home or get to a safe, a safe place. But once you've become present, you want to start journaling or typing. I know sometimes I don't like to journal because my brain moves really fast and I need my fingers to keep up with it. And I can't if I'm just writing. So I type. So however it works best for you, journal those times that you achieved something you didn't think was possible. Or maybe you didn't think that you could do it. So journal about those times when you were doing something that you were unsure of, or you didn't know the outcome, but you just had this feeling that it was going to happen. How did that feel? And how did that present itself? And what were the steps? Journal about it. What were the steps that you took next? Journal about those times you felt stressed or anxious or scared, or insert that emotion that is uncomfortable. And what did you do to move through it? What are the action steps that you took to move through it? So there's always moments like this, right? And I want you guys to journal about all the skill sets that you have developed over the years with your education, with your experiences, and with this, with simple moments of just growing older and wiser. That's one of the good things about getting older. Journal about them. Write them down. You're going to rediscover yourself here. You're going to rediscover exactly what you have learned, how you've moved through things, what you've achieved, what you can achieve. And so I have this quote that I've said, and we've put it on pretty graphics and put it out there. And actually I'll put it in the show notes here. But it's a little bit of a play on breadcrumbs. So success leaves breadcrumbs. Whatever you are tackling now, there has been a point in your past where you have found a solution. It's time to backtrack and rediscover just how powerful you are. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. I'm going to leave you with some action steps. So if you're going through this right now, just know that where you are right now in this discovery process, because it is a discovery process and a rediscovery process, what's on the other side, while it might feel scary, there's also excitement, right? There's also innovation. There's also the possibility of what is it that I'm going to do? What is it that's possible for me? What are the potential outcomes? What are the potential discoveries? So it's really about you rediscovering your power so you can step into possibility and do that with more flow and with more ease. So I hope that supports you guys. And if you're going through this process right now, then there is always light at the other end of the tunnel than this one. And I wish you guys the best when you're processing all of this. Bye for now. Hey, thanks for listening to Light at the End of the Funnel. And, you know, help a marketer out. We always can use some love. Share, like, and subscribe. That is the best thing that you can do for any podcast. So if you like what we're giving you guys at Light at the End of the Funnel, please go ahead and share that out. And don't forget to subscribe. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.